Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, psychic Blog Talk Radio people. You know what? It just dawned on me. I'm not getting Periscope. And I'm wondering if I'm not getting Periscope because I've had to... Why am I not getting Periscope? Damn it. Let me see. Let's do this again. I'm not getting Periscope, nor am I getting anybody on Blog Talk Radio right now either. Okay, what's going on? Okay, there you go. So let me do this one more time. I thought I sent it, but maybe I didn't. To let folks know. Because I'm on the phone. Why doesn't this work this way? Let's see. Damn it. I'm on a phone. I'm not getting streaming for Blog Talk Radio. Why? That doesn't make sense. Oh, you know what, guys? I usually use my iPad and my phone. It's funny how all those components make a big difference. Damn it. Let me see if I think. All those components make a big difference in making up, like, how you work your energy. And so, I think I may have goofed a little. Damn it. I may have goofed a little. And if I goof, I'm upset now. Or I can always do it separate. I can always do laptop radio for 15 minutes and then Periscope. I can always do it that way. I'm okay with that too. Let me try something. I didn't know I needed my iPad because my iPad was used for something very, very specific. And because it was used for something very, very specific, I left it home so that I don't lose the iPad. So as much as there's a method to my crazy, I screwed up a little. Damn it. All right, let me see if I can get Periscope on regardless. You know, I do keep another phone by me, and nobody is on Blog Talk Radio anyway. It is the holidays, so maybe people are still celebrating Thanksgiving, which is fine, but I know people would be on Periscope, so then I would just give all my attention to Periscope. Doesn't matter to me. But if you are listening, feel free to call in. Let me see something. Call in at 914-803-4829. All right, got you. 904-803-4829. Damn it. Work for me, Periscope. Damn it. Oh, here you are. I don't have Periscope on this. Sign into iCloud. Oh, I do have Periscope. Okay. I don't need to sign into iCloud. Get out of here. Where's Periscope? Oh, there you are. Hi, Periscope. Hi, honey. Log in with Twitter. Sign in with your phone number. Let me just sign in with your phone number. Cancel. Sorry for the silence, people. I am trying to work it out so that I can have Twitter code. Hold on. And I can't. Okay, let me sign into Apple, because they are really bothering me right now. 08. Hold on, guys. Okay, confirmation code 08. Create account. I don't know why I'm creating an account, but all right, whatever. No. I'm creating an account. Signing with Twitter. Oh, I see. Give me a second, everyone, because this is, oh, here I am. Okay, your Apple ID and phone number are not being used. All right, blah, 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 you're a reason. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Apple. Thank you. You're so annoying. I don't know who this is, though, so we have to make sure that this is me. And it is. Okay, so let's do this over again. I'm going to sign in. Okay, hold on, guys. Yep. Damn it. Okay, this is going to be on a little phone. A little tiny phone. Let's do this over again. Blog Talk Radio and Periscope combined. Call me for private. 818-985-2010. Oh, there's somebody on. Oh, my gosh. Happy Thanksgiving, whoever's on. You're in an 818 area code, so somebody's on. Yay! All right. Stay right there, 818. I am going to try and get Periscope prepared to join us for private. For private. There you go, 818. All right. Let me get some crystal balls going here. Crystal balls. Let's go. Give me your balls. All right, guys. Start broadcast. Start broadcast. Oh, no. Turn it around. Work with me, Periscope. Oh, you are so blurry, Periscope. Is that me or is that you? Ugh. It doesn't matter. I don't post this one anyway. This one I don't post to TV. So. Oh, no, 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 no. What? No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Log in with Twitter. I just lost it. Why is this so blurry? Oh, who cares? Okay, I'm going to try it one more time. Wait, 818, don't go anywhere. Radio and Periscope combine. Call me for private. 818-985-2010. And then some crystal balls here. You know, I am so blessed that I have some intelligence. I'm so blessed. I feel blessed that I have a little bit of intelligence. They are not doing it. I'm going to try one more time. No, they are not doing it. Stop broadcast. All right, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to switch this. This is the worst day ever. But you know what? We will work it out. Be patient, everyone. God is in the details. And for whatever reason, I am having trouble, and I'm okay with that because I never give up. Let me see now. Here. 818, if you get disconnected, call me back. I really want to do this reading for you. All right? Thank you. Oh, she left me. Oh, I'm back. Wherever you are, 818, I'm back. Don't leave me. If I can't get a Periscope on, I am going to disconnect from Blog Talk Radio and just do Periscope, and I'm really, really sad about that. Eight one eight, come back. I got you. Oh, there you go, 818. Good. Hi, 818.
Hello.
Hi, it's Tracy.
It's Stephanie. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Stephanie. I'm so glad you called back. I was like, no. But
I
accidentally left my iPad home because my iPad has some material on it. So I left it home so I wouldn't lose the material. But when I do this stuff, I use everything. I use my iPhone. I use a speaker. I use my computer. I use my iPad. So I have a misstep today, and I apologize.
No worries. No worries.
How are you doing, Stephanie?
I'm doing well, enjoying this Thanksgiving little vacation.
Yes, yes. Take advantage of it. Just eat and relax. That's all anybody needs to do. It's about mental health and physical body health.
Very true.
So give me a question, Stephanie.
I have a question about love. I'm kind of seeing this young man. We get along very well, and I don't know if he's the one. I'm just curious to know.
Okay. How long have you been seeing him?
For about a year.
Oh. That's good. That's helpful. Hold on a second. Stephanie. What's your sign, Stephanie?
In Aries.
What's his?
He was born in January 2nd.
Okay,
it's Aquarius.
No, January 2nd is Capricorn.
Oh, okay.
So, Aries and Capricorn. Stephanie, talk to me about Stephanie and her Capricorn man, God. Please help me with that. And are you sure his birthday is January 2nd, not February 2nd?
January 2nd.
Okay. Hold on. Does he fight a lot, like in terms of like arguing way too much?
We used to, but not as much anymore.
Okay. All right. That's okay. You know, is he the one? How old are you?
I'm 35.
Okay, so he's in his 20s.
He's a what? I'm sorry?
He's in his 20s?
No, he's 34.
Oh, you said a young man.
Yeah, he's a few months younger than me.
Oh, well, that's not a young man. You're both at the same age.
Yeah.
It's okay. Any children? Do you have any children?
No, but he does.
Okay. Do you want children?
Yes, at least one.
Okay. At least one. I see at least one coming through.
Okay.
All right. Is he the one? I have to say yes. I think he has
really?
Some issues.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he has some issues, but I think you're willing to put up with it.
Yes, I agree.
I think there's some fights going on, but I think you match him toe to toe.
Yes, I agree.
I think either he might be bipolar or an ex of yours has bipolar. There's definitely an
ex. He's bipolar.
He's bipolar?
Yes, he is.
Okay, that's what you're really fighting on a daily basis. You're not fighting him. You're fighting the bipolar that's inside of him.
Correct. I'm trying to learn how to coexist with him with this. Because
yeah,
sometimes
it's
I don't understand the situation.
But it's a positioning. Sometimes with bipolar personalities, you're fighting something inside that is not about you. So sometimes you just have to let them do what they do.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah, totally.
So when he goes on and on about something, you have to go, baby, you're so right. I got to go cook. Okay? You know I'm right. You
okay.
know I'm right. Yeah, you are. And yes, that's why I love you. I got to go cook. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of taking it personally, because he doesn't have the tools to understand that he's attacking you personally.
Correct.
All right. Thank you for that, by the way.
Very true. Yeah, it's
Thank
very
you.
True because I had to learn not to take it personal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm learning. That's what I keep telling.
Yes.
Like, I'm trying to learn.
Yes. Yes. I have to say, just get in there. You know,
yes.
don't stand on the peripheral trying to learn him. Get in there. Step in now. You really, really like him.
Yeah, I do.
All right? I know. And when an argument comes up, you're not going to win the argument. Not in his mind, you're not going to win.
Correct.
But he's a supportive man. He can also see that he has some sabotaging antics.
Yes.
All right? He sees that. So he's also willing to try and fix that, whatever that means for him. There's a man here that still wants you for some reason. Where's your ex, or maybe a recent ex?
Yeah, there was a guy who I kind of had to cut things off with because he was being a little bit weird. And then he did go looking for me again via Facebook, and I had to block him. So
feels very sexually
I don't,
weird. Almost like I'll never have sex with you, so good luck with that dude.
Oh, okay. No, I don't have any contact with him.
Okay, well.
And I try to keep it that way.
Yeah, but he's still lurking.
Okay.
And to be honest with you, this is a different level of sickness, this guy. He feels to me like he's a fire sign guy.
Okay.
And it's a whole another level of sickness. Like, this man is in danger zone.
Okay.
And it's very sexual, very highly sexually charged. So he's the type of guy that would just rape you, like just take it. You know what I mean? If you were to date him, he would be the type of guy to be like, you gave it to me, that type of thing.
Yeah, okay.
So moving forward, you might have a person in mind, which I respect, because most of my clients do that to me. But it also could be somebody new. And you are
okay.
trying to work things out with your boyfriend. Don't step
Correct.
Into personal space with a man you don't know.
Okay.
Be smart. All right?
All right.
Don't step into this personal space because it kind of scares me for you that this could even be an option.
Mm-hmm.
No? And if this is an option, let me just see something. I want to see if I can get you on speaker on my... Hold on. Don't leave me.
Ugh. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
You can hear me fine, but I can't hear you now. Damn it to Betsy. Let's see. Can you hear me? Okay, maybe I didn't plug it in enough. I sure won't check. Let's see. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, it's better on my phone, but you can hear me fine, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I left
Bluetooth mode.
Bluetooth. Okay, good. Can you hear me again?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just getting back to your question, and this guy that I see coming in, even though you do have someone in mind, I would say to you, buyer beware with any guy at this stage of the game. Because whatever's going on with this, with another guy, he's highly sexually charged. You may know him, like you said, and you blocked him. But seriously, if he shows up, then it, to me it feels like he's still going to show up. Or to me it feels like it's someone that hasn't shown up. So buyer beware moving forward that you think you and your man are not getting closer, because that's normal, you know, in relationships. But you really are. And then you let another guy in your house, and it feels harmless, but it won't be.
Okay.
So moving forward, I'm almost going to beg you to be fully, fully aware of what you think you want out of life. All right? Did I lose you?
I'm here.
Damn it. NX mode.
Should I lose you?
No, I'm here.
Oh, did you hear everything that I said then?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Thank you, Stephanie.
I really appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. Stephanie, you know, for the future, you want a private session, just call me. Call me, 818-985-2010, all right?
I will do that.
It's my job to help. It's a pleasure.
Okay, have a good one.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everyone, that was Stephanie. I only have 5 minutes left on Blog Talk, so I'm going to take 617. Hi, 617.
Hey, gorgeous. How are you?
Not bad. How are you?
Good, good. This is Gwendolyn.
Hi, Gwendolyn. How's everything
Hi.
Going?
Good, good. How are things going with you?
Better. A lot better.
Good.
Thank you.
Good. Oh, I'm good, honey. I'm glad. Well, I would love a general. It's in regards to a, well, that doesn't make sense. It's in regards to a friend. We had a bit of a falling out.
Mm.
And I would like to know if we will mend our relationship.
Okay. How long ago did you guys fall out?
Oh, I would say about 2 days ago. Over email.
Oh, so holiday.
Yes.
That's normal. Very normal. People fall out over the Thanksgiving holiday for one reason or another. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. But in my world,
it's a male friend.
Mhm. Yeah, I figured. Oh. I figured. It looks to me like you may have had to walk away from him over the past couple of days. You did it.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And the minute you did it, you regretted it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, there is something here about him lying, though, so you did have a right to pull away from him.
Lying? Lying about what?
There's just something not... he's not telling you everything.
Yes, yes.
All right. Now, for me, it comes in the form of lying. If you omit,
yes.
It comes in the form of lying. So it feels like an omission of something.
Yes.
Even though he's a male friend, do you think he has somebody else?
He could. I don't know.
Okay. I think that's what I'm picking up on, that just maybe. What did you guys fight over?
Well, I had sent him a story, and it was, and I told him that I'm writing erotica. And I said, it's very sensual. I said, it's very sexual. And I said, I would like you to edit this. He volunteered that he would do it. I said, okay. So, and that was in September.
Mm-hmm.
And we work close together. We work in the same building, the same office.
Mm-hmm.
And we had become friends. And he never replied to anything. I asked him, you know, hey, let's get together for dinner, you know, before the holiday. And he never replied. He never replied to the story, nothing. And he knew that it was bothering me because I wanted to get it submitted.
He got the story.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
But he didn't explain to me as to why he was holding off on explaining it to me.
Okay.
And editing the story. And, you know, but I knew something was going on because he kept avoiding me.
You know, okay, that's a deception then.
Mm-hmm.
Why him? He's not an editor, I'm getting. Why him?
Because he said that he was good. He was good with punctuation. He was good with editing. I said, okay. It was free. I said, okay. I thought I would give him an opportunity. But he just never replied to anything.
Yeah.
And I saw him on a daily basis.
Right.
And I just told him, I said, you need to stop playing games. You need to stop playing games and stop bullshitting me.
Mm. Let me pull you way back.
Okay.
You do like them.
Oh, yeah, I do. I do.
Right. But you're yelling at him for not doing a job when you, too, manipulated him.
What do you mean?
I mean that you like him. So there was a lure of book and editing skills, but you like him.
But I like him.
Right. So you were being false, too. But you were being false, too.
Yeah.
And he's not that guy. Like, there's nothing. He can't edit this book for you. And he's feeling like an idiot now. He just wanted to read the damn book.
No, it wasn't a book. It was just, it was a story that I wanted to submit.
I hear you. I'm using the wrong word. He just wanted to read it.
Okay.
But as far as editing, he doesn't have that, you know, English language, you know, education inside of him. He doesn't have it.
Well, I don't mean editing. I mean just like punctuation. He said that he was good at it. That was his forte.
Right.
He was good at it.
I'm telling you he's not.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I'm getting a water sign guy here. What's his sign?
Yeah, you're right. He's Aquarius.
Oh, Aquarius is not water. People
not water,
that's
right, air. Air sign, something like that.
Air.
I know his birthday's in February. It's February 9th or
10th. True Aquarius. There's going to be another guy, water sign guy, that's going to be able to assist you from a business perspective on this story.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
As far as you and him, your approach is all wrong. I actually have to put it all on you.
Okay.
Rather than him.
Mm-hmm.
I think he wanted to read an exotic story. Seriously.
Okay.
I think that you like him, and then the lure of liking him had everything to do with, it's almost like showing your titties. It's like, look at what I did. Look what I have. And you shoved it in his face, and he doesn't know what to do with your titties. Sorry.
Right. Right. He did say that in the reply. He did say that when he replied back to me. He didn't know what to do.
Oh, honey. Then you should have heard that. Because I would have said, and I want you to go back and fix this.
Mm-hmm.
I want,
which is what I'm, which is what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, but I would have said, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, but did you like it? Tell me that you liked it. Let me know if it's like, or you liked it. That, to me, would be just as good as editing.
Okay.
So,
yeah. I'm sorry, honey. Go ahead. Because you're right. You're right. My approach was off.
But your approach has been off. Because when you go to approach him, you say, like, stop jerking me around. You're decreasing his penis for you.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So something that might have been pointed at you has now dribbled down to nothing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh.
Don't worry. It is what it is. Like, trust God. Maybe he wasn't the one. Anyway, trust the details.
Mm-hmm.
But my point to you is it over? Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
What's your sign?
I'm an Aries.
Is it over? I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Is it over in terms of could you actualize, like, a relationship with this guy? No.
No.
Because what you did, no. What you did was show him your true colors.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, like, are you sweet and sexy at work and are you soft-spoken at work to what are you doing? What are you doing? And he's like, whoa. So you showed him two sides of you.
I did. I did. I get it. I get it. I'm sorry.
Don't apologize. Don't apologize.
I really liked him. Oh, God, I can't believe I did this.
Oh, honey,
I'm so sorry.
No, don't cry. And here's
really
what I want
you to do. Oh, God, I wanted him. I liked him. Oh, God, forgive me.
You don't need forgiveness. You just didn't know.
Didn't know.
This is a dance.
I can't mend this. I can't mend this, Tracy.
I think you guys can be workers. I just don't know if he could move beyond, you know, his penis being shriveled up.
I'm sorry.
I was asking if time would take care of this, and it just doesn't look like it. He's so confused as one personality, another personality, that he's going to be the stubborn one now. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Don't cry.
Tracy, I was in love with him.
What? What?
Yes.
Did you guys have an argument in the end?
I told him I was sorry.
Yeah. What did he say?
He hasn't responded yet. I told him I was so sorry. I was just scared.
Oh, God.
Because I liked him and cared for him. I was just scared.
Oh.
And I want to apologize to him.
Be careful because he's just shut down right now.
He's not going to open up to me anymore.
Mm-mm. He just saw a sharpness that he's not willing to have in his life, the sharpness.
Oh, God. I don't know what to do now. God, please heal this. Please heal this.
Please, God, heal this.
Please.
Please,
please heal this. I didn't mean to.
I'm going to ask God to heal you.
Yes. Please. Please. I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to, Tracy. I loved him. I loved him. I loved him.
Just breathe. Just breathe. Just breathe.
Oh, God, please don't let this go out of my life, please. I loved him. I loved him. Please.
Stephanie, that's a lot of abundance. Please. It's too much compulsion. You're just throwing everything in the basket for this guy. You know?
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean
don't
to.
Don't apologize.
I loved him. I knew he cared for me, too.
Did he say it was over?
No, he didn't say it was over. I'm saying in my heart, I think it's over. He never said it was over. We never dated. We were just friends. But I wanted something more. I just didn't know how.
Did you ever have sex with him?
No.
I just think the friendship shifted, all right? I think he is going to be a little shut down.
Okay.
I think time will take care of this. But realistically, as lovers or as, you know, moving forward beyond, you guys did take 10 steps backwards, and it's like 5 steps forward.
You see us just talking about this?
I mean, I would say to you, don't talk about this. I would just squash this topic. Like, I think every time you talk about it, it's going to remind him of what he saw inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
I would just say it is not that big of a deal. Let's move on. We're friends. I don't want to lose your friendship. You could say something like that, but I wouldn't readdress this unless he brings it up.
Okay.
But you don't want to get him to believe that you're now in a position where you will take anything from him.
Now, why do you say that, Tracy?
Because I get certain cards here, and it's kind of like you really don't know this guy, and he's a little bit sneaky. And so when you come back and it's like, I'm so sorry, I just want us to be friends, then he's going to be like, well, then we're going to be friends my way, and you're going to be left with doing everything that he wants, how he wants it. He's going to date other people in front of you, and you won't have a choice in it because you want
right.
to accept him as is. He's not furniture.
So when you say sneaky, what do you mean by sneaky?
That he's just going to pull your coat strings. You know, he's going to let you text him and not respond, and he's going to let you, you know, act a certain way. Like, that's sneaky to me. He's going to date somebody else and lead you on because you're the one that wants him.
And, you know, I think that in a lot of ways that's what it was. That's what it was.
Okay.
That's exactly, I feel that's what it was.
Right. Okay. So if that's his
that
character,
he
anyway.
He wasn't forthcoming with me about a lot of things. I just felt that he wasn't forthcoming and he was leading me on.
Okay. So I'm not going to let you cry over a man that is treating you this way in the first place.
Yeah, because I'm
gonna,
like, you know.
Up
because
with a man
if,
that wasn't
because he wouldn't,
you right
he just wouldn't
come.
Respond to me. He just wouldn't respond to, you know, anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I just know he just started getting further and further away, you know, distant from me, even before this happened.
let him go.
You know, I was always there for him. You know, whenever anything, but I was always there for him.
You know, I get this from girls a lot. Do we not realize that men are supposed to be there for us?
Right.
I get so many girls that
yeah.
bend over backwards for these men, and they're like, well, if she wants to do it, I'm going to let her do it. If she wants to
yeah.
buy me a ticket, I'm going to let her buy me a ticket. If
yeah.
she wants to, you know, I don't know, let me drive her car, I'm gonna let, I don't care. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We bend, as women, we do this all the time.
Yeah.
And we're not making our men, these are wonderful men out here. But then we're
yeah.
not making our men, like, be the man that we used to have in our parents.
Right. That's true. That's true.
My
That's
mama
true.
Didn't even drive. My daddy was like, I got you.
Yeah. But he wasn't like, he wasn't like that. He just was not like that with me. And, you know, I felt like I was always the one that had to say, hey, let's go out to lunch. And, you know, he would never respond. He would respond like months later. It was the same thing with dinner. I said, hey, you know, let's have dinner before the end, before the holiday. And that was in September. And it was the same thing with the story. Hey, you know, I want to know your opinion, what you think of it. Still no response.
But
and
remember,
we work around each other.
The story was the lure. It was the lure
right.
to finally pull him in. And still,
okay.
and yet, he wasn't interested. So,
right.
There's no way I'm going to let you be in love with a MS. I'm not going to let you do it. I'm not going to cry over him. There was
yeah.
nothing that he did for you that would allow me to say, wow, great man.
You're right.
Like,
You're
do
right.
what you can to get him back. Like, I'm not going to do that. I can't.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to let you I'm not going to let you get off the phone and be like, oh, my God, I made the biggest mistake of my life. Okay. He wasn't a gem.
Yeah. Was he